Mobile, and that was a lot shorter segment than before the first 45-minute show. We have well over 45 minutes for this this segment. We've been struggling to get people to call in on the Family Feud, so I'm going to add a third question. That can't be that hard for you. And we have a lot of really smart people that call here. But today we're kind of taking a little... We've hit the snooze button, as somebody said earlier this morning. What do you do when you first wake up? That was the very first question we asked. And so far we've only got two responses to that. Make some coffee and take a shower. And we did have a lot of people think that some version of going to the bathroom, but that's not on the list. So we've got three other responses if you'd like to chime in on that one. Or what is the most popular name for your pet dog? Okay, we've got right now we've got Spot, Buddy, and Rover. There are two more names. The first and the fifth name are still open. And surely you're smart enough to answer that. But anyway, so I thought I'd put one out there that I know everybody's going to have an answer for. Name a popular board game. You know, I don't think people play board games much anymore. But they were all the rage when I was young, when I was in my early teens. We played... everything from Chinese checkers, Mahjong, Clue, Candyland when I was really young. And my brother-in-law was a big, what was Avalon Hill, I think, did all these really thought-provoking games. Like he had one, it would take hours and hours and hours to do it. And what you did is you moved trains around the country, moving their, whatever they, you could switch trains, you could switch cabooses, you could drop off your cargo. There were all sorts of things. Anyway, he found that quite interesting. Now, David was a ophthalmologist and a very bright man. Went to University of Chicago, so you know he was a bright man. So he was way ahead of us as far as smarts went. Okay, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, how about Monopoly?
Monopoly is number one. Attaboy, you hit it right on the head. 36 other people out of the 100 people polled said Monopoly. So you got number one. Attaboy. I'd give you a prize, but I don't have any.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. Monopoly is number one. Yeah, I thought somebody would get that pretty quickly. Monopoly is a game I always liked playing. I liked playing it. I didn't like losing it. Now, if you want to meet somebody that doesn't like losing games, play a game with my wife sometime, a board game with my wife. You will not live down beating her. She is, and quite frankly, I think that's made all three of my children very good competitors. I did play sports in high school and college, but I wasn't a competitor like my wife. Now, my wife was in... Because they didn't allow women to play sports back then, at least at our school, there was no, you could play inter-school sports. You know, you could play GAA sports. The girls could play basketball against their friends. Now, the basketball was six-girl basketball, and three of them couldn't go past half court, which is just absolutely nuts. My wife really needed to have some sort of competitive output. She is highly competitive. She decided since she couldn't play sports out in public, she would be a cheerleader. And not only was she pretty enough to be a cheerleader, but she was also a very good dancer and could do a very nice job of that. Matter of fact, she went to college to take dance and then changed it to social work. I don't know where the connection there is. But hey, the questions that we've got on the board, and we already got the very first answer for the new question I put out. The question number one is, what do you do when you first wake up? We've already got the answer, make some coffee, and the answer, take a shower. The second question is, what's the most popular name for your pet dog? We've got Spot, Buddy, and Rover, and there are still two left. Now, the third question is, name a popular board game. And almost before it got out of my mouth, the phone was ringing, and we had somebody get attaboy on Monopoly. 36 of the 100 people that were polled by Parade Magazine thought Monopoly number one. The other four that are on here, they should be pretty easy to get. So give us a try, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And give us some answers. We've got, what, maybe five people that have called in today that have gotten attaboys. And then we got a couple that called in that didn't get attaboys. So, come on and give us a call, all right? All right, you're listening to WWGH in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 on the FM dial. And I'm Glenn Coble, the host of On the Air. That's the name of the show that we're doing right now. Then we're going to switch over at noon. We're going to switch over at, well, it would be 12:15, to Swap Shop. And you can call in and give us a phone number where people can reach you to buy some of that junk you got out in the garage or in the basement. Or you can call in and tell us where your garage sale is going to be so that we can get people out there tomorrow and the next day. Or Sunday as well. Or you can, you know, if you got a church event going on, give us a call and tell us. We'll be more than happy to spread the word. I've got a couple things here that we will be announcing to you. Three things, I think, that we'll be announcing to you that have been sent in here. You can send your stuff in, too, if you just send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. You're listening to, I'm Glenn Coble. This is On the Air. And we've asked three questions. The three questions are, what do you do when you first wake up? What is the most popular name for a pet dog? And name a popular board game. I'm trying to think of one. You know, the one I mentioned, Candyland, and it's not on here, so don't call and say Candyland. Do you remember how simple Candyland was? I really enjoyed that because it was so simple, even I could play, and I did enjoy that. I much preferred going outside and playing outside games. When I was a kid, well, you can call us up and tell us what you did when you were a kid outside. Our outside games include baseball, of course. We did play a little bit of football. It was tag football, you know, not tackle. Every once in a while we'd play a little tackle football. And what else did we do outside? Basketball, of course. We played a little basketball. My father had a basketball court. Well, not a court, but he put up a backboard so that we could shoot, and that was kind of nice. Hey, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, for the pet dog.
Yeah.
Rex.
Oh my goodness! I didn't think anybody'd get that. That is the number five name on here. Six people said Rex. What, did you ever have a pet dog named Rex?
No.
No.
I've just heard the other people call their dog Rex.
Well, that you
and
get an attaboy.
I had for the morning wake up.
Yeah.
Brush and or use mouthwash.
That's number one. Believe it or not, you got it right on the nose. You get double attaboys this morning.
All right. Go pat
yourself on the back and tell your wife you need another cup of coffee because you're going to go brush your teeth. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's right. He hit it right on the head on both of them. Rex. I didn't think anybody would get Rex. Rex is the number five choice on the names for the most popular names for pet dogs. And brush your teeth. Now, the Parade magazine didn't open it up to all the different things you do to oral hygiene in the morning. They just basically said brush your teeth. 35 people out of the 100 people, more than a third of the people said brush their teeth was the first thing they do. I still think go to the bathroom is the first thing you do, but that's not on here, okay? So, attaboy, great answers. We still have one more answer, two more answers on what do you do when you first wake up. And the third answer, or the last answer on this one. And now, I know my mother always would tell me to do this, but I hated doing it. I don't know why. Okay, and then there's one puppy dog name. The number one puppy dog name has not been told. Now, it's not a name that I would have ever even thought of slightly, but the number one name is still out there. Okay, we also have a third question. Name a popular board game. Monopoly was... I had just asked the question and the phone lit up, and the gentleman was absolutely correct. Monopoly is the number one board game. Now, there are four other board games, and like I said, I liked playing Candyland, but it's not on here. Now, I'm not sure if you'd call things like dominoes and mahjong board games. They aren't on here. Do you call Chinese checkers a board game? I don't know. I guess those are all in the same genre. Did I say that word right? I don't know. All right. Name a popular board game. We've got Monopoly. We jumped right off the page. 36% or 36 people picked Monopoly first. But we have four others. So I tried to make it easy for you so you don't have to, you know, twist those little gray cells too hard in your brain. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Is Trivial Pursuit a game?
Trivial Pursuit, that is a terrific game. It's not on this list. I'm not sure they would call that a board game. Do you play that a lot?
A long time ago.
Yeah, me too. And
how about the Game of Life?
The game, I love the Game of Life. It is not on here, but I did sort of like the Game of Life. And were you a big board game fan when you were a kid?
Oh, yes. I think one of my life was called Chutes and Ladders.
Yes, Chutes and Ladders. Very similar to Candyland, only a little more difficult. I think. Yeah, okay. Well, I can't give you an attaboy, but thanks for calling in. You had great answers.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Those weren't correct, but they were great answers. Chutes and Ladders. Do you remember playing Chutes and Ladders? Yeah. That was kind of one of the... Do you remember playing Red Rover out in the playground? Kind of the same era as Chutes and Ladders, I think. All right. Great answers. I'm not sure what to say about Game of Life. I liked it a lot, but it wasn't on there. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about chess?
Chess is number two. Attaboy. All right, let's give you a big attaboy.
How about Sarge for a dog's name?
Sarge. I like the name Sarge. Wasn't that one of our president's dog's names? But it's not on here. Sorry.
Okay.
But Chess is number two. Excellent. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Attaboy. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, Chess was number two. 25 of the 100 people got that name. So it was the second answer. Monopoly and chess, for one and two. The next one should be almost as simple to get as one and two. Then it gets a little tougher on four and five. So give you a little hint. I've already said one of them. All right. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. I'm Glenn Coble, and I'm kind of covering my own mistake of saying we were going to have James Anderson on today by playing a game that kills time. But it's kind of fun, and I love getting the answers. Some of the people... Some of the names just take me back in my history, especially those games, Chutes and Ladders. Boy, I hadn't heard of that name in a long time. But anyway, that wasn't on there. Okay, and Sarge was not one of the names of the puppy dogs. I think, wasn't that Obama's dog's name, or maybe Biden's dog's name? I don't know. I think Sarge was one of the president's dog's names in recent history. Wasn't that the dog that Obama had that they had to retrain not to bite people? I don't know. Anyway, well, I hope you're having a good day. It's warmed up. I notice it's up to 75 degrees, and the humidity is still holding under 60. That's good, because once it hits 60, it's getting pretty sweaty. And I'm just checking again to make sure that I was right on the temperature didn't zoom on me. Has not yet. Okay. 74. It's 74 degrees, and the humidity is holding at 52. So that's good. Let's keep that humidity down. We've had a lot of rain this spring, didn't we? Well, it's summer now. As of 2 days ago, first day of summer is the 21st. This year is the 21st of June. When the 21st of June comes along, I know I have one half year before I have to figure out what my anniversary present's going to be. My wife and I got married on the 21st of December. All right, let's go back to the phone here. Hi, you're on the air.
What about Scrabble?
Scrabble, you got it. Attaboy.
And I didn't know if you realize, you know, James Anderson's on the last Thursday of the month.
Yeah.
And not the fourth.
Yeah, I screwed up today.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
All right.
But Scrabble's number four. Attaboy.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah. Boy, did I mess up. I put out the ad for today's show, and I've now had four people tell me how stupid I am, not including my wife. She told me that, but yeah, it's just natural. All right, the three popular board games that we've had so far are Monopoly, Chess, and Scrabble. Now, I'm a little surprised that number three hasn't been called in. I'm not going to even give you a hint. If you knew those three that have been called in, you should know this one. Now, the fifth one, I've already mentioned it on the air, but it's not the more typical type of board game. All right, and we have, let's see, as far as most popular dogs' names, Spot was number two, Buddy was number three, Rover was number four, Rex was number five. I never thought anybody would get Rex, but we had a smart caller call on that one. But we haven't gotten number one yet. Okay, and what do you do when you first wake up? Brush your teeth was number one. Number two is make some coffee. after you make the coffee? Shouldn't you brush your teeth after you make the coffee? Anyway, and then number four was take a shower. So we still have number three and number five. Okay, and if you'd like to call us, the number is 740-383-9944. Hey, if you got stuff or a garage sale or anything, stuff you'd like to sell, we're going to flip over onto a swap shop here at 1215. And all you do is call in your phone number or call in here and tell us what you're trying to sell. Give us your phone number and we'll try to get somebody to come over and pick it up. Now, if you have a garage sale, that's even better. You just call in and say, I've got garage sale going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at such and such a time, and give us your address, and we'll get people out there. I'm pretty sure I can guarantee that. Also, if you have an event going on at your church or, you know, one of your nonprofit organizations, feel free to give us a call and tell us about the event that's going on. We'll be glad to put that on the air. Or you can even write it, you know, just send me a note saying, hey, Glenn, we're going to have a garage sale on, you know, give us the date and the time, and I'll read it on the air. I got three or four that I'm going to read today. You send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. All right? All right. Well, we're having a good day today. The temperature is staying in a reasonable area. Once it goes above 80, I'm not fond of it. Okay, us chubby boys don't like hot days. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Has anyone said checkers for a game?
That's the one I thought everybody'd get right off the bat. Checkers is number three. Excellent. Attaboy.
Okay, question for you.
Sure.
Did you know an engineer north of town, a radio engineer at the station up north of town?
I do. I knew some of the people there, but I'm not sure who you
are. My name is Joe Peters?
No, I didn't know Joe Peters. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have only been in this area for, 14, 15 years, and I've only been on the air for 3 or 4 years here. So
okay.
I did not know him. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, well, thanks for your answer, and attaboy. Checkers was number three.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right. No, a lot of people ask me if I know people that are associated with radio and TV in the area. I've told you before, I've lived in 21 different homes, cities, and I've done the same number of different jobs, 21 different jobs. I don't know why. I know why we moved to Marion. I moved up here to go to work for a local credit union, was very happy there. I did follow my desires to do radio stuff. I broadcast when Marion Catholic still had, well, when they were still here and had a football team, I broadcast the football games for 4 or 5 years, something like that. It had always been, I've been in radio since I was 15, doing different things, broadcasting sporting events, doing news, all sorts of things. I was not good as a newsman, though. As I've mentioned on other shows, I have a touch of dyslexia, so I don't read as well as I should. I mess up words occasionally, so I wasn't good as a newsman. So therefore, I didn't make the cut as far as being a newsman. I could do the sports because I was in intercollegiate sports for 18 years, and I played intercollegiate sports. So I knew a lot about sports, and I was able to do that. By the way, I am not the sports nut in my family. My wife is more of the sports nut in our family, or her youngest son, Andrew, knows every name, he can even show you how, if you mention a baseball player, he probably can tell you how he stands at the plate when he's getting ready to hit, or if he's a pitcher, he can show you how he pitches. I don't know why Andrew can do that sort of thing. He was an All-American baseball player, so that was near and dear to his heart, I guess, right? Okay, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. This is On the Air. I'm Glenn Coble, and we're doing a little bit of Family Feud. We have three questions out there. One of the questions, and we're getting pretty close to having the answers on two of them, all of the answers on two of them. We only have one more answer for what is the most popular name for your pet dog. There's the number one answer, and I can't for the life of me say I've ever heard any dog named this, but it's the number one answer. Okay, and the other thing that we're down to one answer on is name a popular board game. We've already had Monopoly, chess, checkers, and Scrabble. What's the fifth most popular board game? Okay, and this is all done by Parade Magazine. Don't blame me if it's not what you think. The dog names, by the way, are Spot, Buddy, Rover, and Rex. What do you do when you first wake up? We have two answers left on that one. Brush your teeth is number one. Make some coffee is number two. And take a shower is number three. But we have two more answers on that. We'd love to have you call here, 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. And don't forget, Swap Shop is coming up at 12:15, and if you have some things that you'd like to sell, it's really simple. You just call me up. Tell me what you have to sell. If you want to give us a price, you can do that. Or if you want to negotiate it with the person over the phone, you can do it. We need your phone number so somebody can give you a call. Or if you're going to tell us about a yard sale, we'll need your address so somebody can get over to your yard sale. Or if you have an event that you'd like to mention, we'll need to know that. Okay, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Would life be a game?
Life, the game of life. I played that all the time, but that is not on there. I did like that game. I don't know why, but I enjoyed that game. But
how about Operation?
Operation. I love watching people do that on TV, but I've never even seen that game in person.
Yeah. No. How about getting up in the morning? How about getting dressed?
Yeah, it doesn't say you have to get dressed. I guess you go out in the world naked.
Yeah, well, that'd be a surprise.
Yeah, but you've brushed your teeth, so it's okay.
Yeah, so you got that done anyway.
And you've taken a shower, so you smell good, and you can go out naked.
Yeah, you can smile.
You better smile.
All right, Glenn.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, how about putting some clothes on? Yeah, it doesn't say that. That probably should be one of your first. Well, I guess you have to take your shower first, right? Before you put your clothes on. Otherwise, your clothes are going to get all wet if you take the shower after you put them on. But I think that's a great number two answer. Number one, brush your teeth. Actually, number one should, I still say number one should be go potty. All right, it's 11:42. We've only got 18 minutes left to go in this show called On the Air. I don't usually do Family Feud. Scott does it quite often and is very successful at it. We have a couple other people that throw it up there when they don't have anything else to do. But like I told you already, I screwed up and said we were going to have James Anderson on this week, and in fact, we're going to have him on next week. I'm going to ask him about some critters that have showed up in our neighborhood. I'm going to ask him about poison ivy, because I went through the last 2 weeks of having really bad rash, and I don't know how I would have gotten into poison ivy, but maybe there's a way to get into it that you don't know about. You know, I've quite often heard people tell you not to burn poison ivy because the smoke will do something bad to your lungs or something, but maybe there's a way of getting that rash by touching a critter that's rubbed up against it, like my hound dog. Now, he hasn't been scratching, so I don't know. Maybe I got fleas. You would think I would have given them to Buddy. Well, Buddy has been scratching a little, but not as much as I've been scratching. I do look like a hound dog that's gotten into a batch of fleas. It's going away now, though, so I'm happy. I'm happy. You can get close to me now, and you won't get itches. All right. 11:43. I'm Glenn Coble. Don't forget to call in your junk next 45 minutes. Now, next week when I get on the air, I will be a very happy person. I have to go do one of those procedures, medical procedures that I'm not looking forward to. There aren't very many medical procedures I do look forward to. Are there things you like to do? I don't know. I have 3 doctors in my family, and I haven't found anything that any of my doctors in my family do that I want to be associated with. I don't have any dentists in my family, but that's my most hated doctor to go to. I don't know. You shouldn't be afraid of doctors. It's just the unknown, I guess it is. And this procedure I'm going to have is not one I've ever done before, so I'm a little trepidatious. Is that the correct word I'm looking for? Oh, well. I can get through it. Thousands of millions of other people have, so I'm sure I can. I was raised very modestly, and I don't like showing people my feet. I don't like, you know, I hate going to a doctor where you have to drop your pants or get a shot in the butt or anything that has to do with dropping my modesty always bothers me. I don't know why. And the doctor I'm going to happens to be a female, which makes it more more uncomfortable for me. Boy, I tell you what, once I got a female doctor, I started having a lot more understanding of why my wife was not comfortable going to doctors. She always went to male doctors. She never had a female doctor that I know of. Anyway, it's nothing terrible. It's just something I got to do. And as you get to be older and older and older, especially after you've had a heart attack, they make you do all sorts of stuff. I suppose that's good. It seems kind of strange to have to go to the doctor every 3 or 4 months when I went 58 years without ever going to a doctor, even though I had 3 of them in my family. Now, of course, if things came up, Dad Makowski, my father-in-law, always fell back on, immune globulin, I think it was. And I think that was the name of it. And he'd give you a shot of immune globulin that would sting. I mean, it would sting. But you were better in 35 minutes. it seemed to cure an awful lot of stuff. That would be one thing we ought to have on Family Feud. What are the 5 things you like doing least at a doctor's office? Oh, me. Now it's kind of interesting. If you if you have to get pills, and being a heart patient, I have to get pills all the time. It used to be you'd call your doctor and you'd say, I'm out of my aspirin or whatever you were out of, and they would take care of that. Now, then it became you called wherever your pharmacy was and you told them what you were out of, and then they would call your doctor to make sure it was okay. They don't do that much anymore either, so now we're back to calling the doctor's office and saying I'm out of pills. Oh, well. Kind of interesting how there is no doubt about it that our medical profession has gotten better and better and better. My grandfather, who was a doctor, Grandpa Coble, used to bleed people. He had a kit where he would keep leeches and also very sharp knives where he would actually bleed people or put a leech on a person to suck away the bad stuff. Fortunately, he never did that to me. I'm not sure I would have liked that, but interesting. I've got another thing on my phone that from one of my former students asking about my post. He says, I hope your radio show went well. Well, we're on the air right now, Patrick. he doesn't live in Marion, so he would have to go to our website and click on listen on online to listen to the show. Anyway, I put two of my favorite pictures on there when I thought we were going to have James on. One of them is a picture of a very large deer in my elder son's backyard. He lives in Worthington, but where he lives, it's his backyard has a ravine in it, and across the ravine, which is still his property, there's a lot of wooded area, and these deer come right up to his house. Well, that was one of the things I wanted to talk to James about. We had a doe come right up to our neighborhood, and we live in town with her little baby, and her little baby was tiny, tiny. He must have been less than a week old. And my other picture is a picture of the flowers in my front yard. I have really pretty flowers this year. I don't know, I hope you were able to take advantage of all the moisture that we had this year. It's really made my garden go crazy. I've got dozens of tomatoes already, and none of them are red, but I have dozens of them that the squirrels will probably pluck off. And my zucchini has lots of blossoms on it, but no fruit yet. Well, it's got fruit, but you know, zucchini is kind of fun. Zucchini has both male and female blossoms, and if you don't have little bees, and I do, I have a mason bee house, so my mason bees are out and about, but if they don't cross-pollinate the two flowers, you don't get fruit, and so far I haven't found, I've had things that look like fruit, but I think they're just unfertilized female versions of the above. Did I tell you I put a bird bath up in my backyard? I think I started to tell you this story. I put a bird bath in my backyard this year, found this really cute, really cheap bird bath. It's made out of plastic, so it's a little flimsy. You put stones in the bottom of it, so it's heavy enough that it'll sit there with the bird in it. But I can't get it to stand up straight. I'm going to work on that. I found a solar fountain that you can put right in the middle of the bird bath, and it shoots up Well, it has all different types of sprays that you can put on it. The one I did, I actually remanufactured the nozzle on it so that it wouldn't shoot so high, so I didn't lose all the water out the side. And it's really kind of cool. But they get covered with bird poo-poo. They get covered with algae, and they get covered with all sorts of stuff. So you, about every 2 days, you have to go out and spray it really hard to get all that junk off of it so it'll keep going. The birds have gone nuts, and I've got blackbirds. They don't just sit on the edge of the fountain, on the edge of the bird bath. They sit right down on the fountain. I guess it's like a bidet for my blackbirds that are out in my backyard. Well, we do enjoy watching them, though. That's the neat thing about having a nice backyard with lots of critter. We have like a bird feeders, and we have hummingbird feeders. I haven't seen many hummingbirds this year. And we have all sorts of plants. I have two raised beds and one regular down on the ground bed, and they're all doing quite well. Even the ones that have a little shadow over them are doing quite well. I do enjoy doing it. I must admit to you, though, you know, if you think you're going to save a lot of money, you better think again, because it takes some money to keep those things working. The fertilizer's not cheap, especially if you want to use eco-friendly fertilizer. The soil is not cheap if you have to amend your soil. Seeds can get pretty expensive if you don't know where to get them. And if you get the cheap seeds, they don't work nearly as well. Let's see, what else costs money? Well, if you put a bird bath up, you're going to spend $30, $40, $50, $60, $100. They're just all sorts of things. I mean, we found a store, and it's one of the dollar stores, and that's not the name of it, but it's one of those that advertises that they sell stuff for a dollar. I think most of them say a dollar and a quarter now, but you can find all sorts of neat things that you can put in your garden. I had bought a really neat wind thing. It had a little bell on the bottom of it. I never, ever heard the bell ring, ever. Never, not once. Even when it was really blowing, the bell just didn't seem to ring. I'd go out and shake it and it would ring, but for some reason or other, it didn't ring on its own. But the neat thing about it was so thin, a tin, that when I ran over it with my lawnmower, it didn't even make I didn't know what I hit. I knew I hit something that was a little, I thought I had hit a twig or something. And I looked down and there's my wind chime or whatever you want to call it in four parts that I had chopped up. And I threw it away. It was sad. I used to hate gardening. The one part I hated about gardening is if one of my plants started to look bad and I should throw it away, I'd nurse it. I'd nurse it to death. Matter of fact, that's exactly what I would do. But it always hurt me to have to yank a plant out of the ground when it had gone to seed. Well, that's what you do, and you can save the seeds. But once they bolt, they're not edible. Well, they're edible, but they're very bitter quite often. And so I always felt bad about yanking them out of the ground. But I've learned, yank them out of the ground and put something else in their place, and that'll make you happy again. And I don't think the plants feel it when you yank them out of the ground. I think they are not sentient. Okay. Hey, you're listening to WWGH, and we've got most of the answers. Let me go back over here. Let's see how many. I'll give you another 30, 40 seconds to call in the answers to what do you do that when you first wake up, what's the most popular name for your pet dog, and name a popular board game. I've got one answer on two of those and two answers on one of those. So here in about 30 seconds, I'll give you the remaining answers for those. They're kind of interesting. I think you're going to be surprised with the number one dog name. Okay, let's go back. We got somebody that wants to try again, all right? Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, has anybody said Fido?
Fido, I think, was said, but that's not the answer. But I truly appreciate your attempt.
Okay, and then, did anybody say cook breakfast when they wake up?
Cook breakfast? No, that should be on there, shouldn't it? It's not on there.
Wow, these are some dumb lists.
Dumb lists, okay. Well,
I'm a sore loser.
You're like my wife. All right, well, thank
you. All right.
Well, semi-atta girl.
Okay,
hey, bye-bye. All right, now, she's got a 30-second delay, but I'm going to tell you what the answers are probably before she gets through the delay. Okay. What do you do when you first wake up? Well, brush your teeth, make some coffee, check your phone, take a shower, and make the bed. My mother wanted me to make the bed. I hated making the bed. I don't know why, but check your phone? Okay, I guess there are people that do that first thing. All right, what is the most popular name for your pet dog? Now, we got Spot, Buddy, Rover, and Rex, but we did not get the number one name. The number one name was Lucky? Do you know any dog named Lucky? Well, maybe so. Okay, and last but not least, we only got 10, 15 seconds. Name a popular board game. We had Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, and Scrabble. The number five game is Clue. Okay, we'll be right back with Swap Shop.
You're listening to WWE.